Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
And I'm David Levin.
Good morning, David.
Morning, Robin. Lots to talk about this week.
There is, as always, but especially this week. I want to look back at last week's interview on our podcast that we did with the Korean student coordinators, Sumi Ha and Loma Ha and Jordan Brudas. We've gotten a lot of great feedback from that. It was a sweet interview.
It was really sweet. It was.
So if you haven't had a chance to listen, please do. It's so fun to hear about the Korean students' experience and what they have to say. And also, if you are considering hosting a Korean exchange student next time around, you can learn more about what that entails.
Yeah, we're planning to look into that for next year.
And that interview is a feature that we're really hoping to do more of on this podcast. We have some things upcoming. We'd love for it to be a more regular feature. We are going to be doing a show about the show with Mike Moon, who will be interviewing David and myself. And we also have something in the works to talk with Joe Linares and Alicia Leinberger about solar-powered Pleasant Ridge, our new solar array project. It's exciting. And somebody else who has agreed to be on the show is the one and only Christina DeRocher, our fourth grade teacher, about what the fourth grade is all about, which I think is so exciting. We talked before about the class meetings that we have where the teachers share with us what is happening developmentally with the children, what kind of curriculum they'll be working on, how those are connected, and how, one of the things they also give us oftentimes is really some anticipatory guidance, because they, of course, use their summers to prepare for the upcoming year, and they are ready. And that's such an important piece of what the teachers are able to provide us parents, because our kids just keep getting older.
Yeah, I love it. That's
things
great.
Things change. So eventually it would be nice to hear from all of the faculty, but bear with us. We're still getting started and still welcoming your feedback. We really mean that. If there's something that you would like to hear or not hear, let us know.
Or if there's someone you'd like to help.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Also, if you tell other parents about the podcast. We want to make sure everybody's aware of it and subscribe to as many as possible.
Sure. Okay. Parent-child classes began this week, and there are still a few spots open on Tuesday mornings. Join Miss Martha and other parents with young children ages 1 to 4. From 8:45 to 10:45, it's a 9-week session. Cost is $135, a bargain. And if you are joining late, of course, that would be prorated. You can contact Jordan Brudas, enrollment coordinator, for more information. Next up, we've got Wednesday, February 13th at 5:30. First Grade Readiness Parent Meeting is hosted by the kindergarten teachers Shannon Landis and Marinella Pro in the Landmark Center. That has been rescheduled to this week. Wednesday, February 13th. And here, Marinella and Shannon will share insight regarding developmental milestones and markers for readiness and what to expect as our children prepare to cross the Rainbow Bridge into the grades. All are welcome, even if first grade is still a ways off for your child. Also, something else that's been rescheduled due to all the snow and all the cold, re-enrollment week. Due to the record number of snow days, re-enrollment deadline has been extended to Friday, February 15th. Thank you so much to those who have already turned in the paperwork and registration payment. For the rest of us, another week to get our paperwork in order. I welcome that. Here's what we need to re-enroll our children for the 2019-2020 school year. A completed re-enrollment form, $165 registration fee per family. And if you are applying for tuition adjustment applications and supporting documents are also due next Friday, the 15th. Forms are available just outside the school office and also online at pleasantridgewaldorf.org. We have some upcoming kindergarten mornings. If you're thinking about having your child begin kindergarten next year, or if you know somebody who does, come and join us for a kindergarten morning. Registration is required. There's one Saturday, February 9th, and then one again on Saturday, April 6th. We have a mixed-age kindergarten, ages ranging from 3.5 to 6. Check it out. Be sure to check in with Jordan Brudas, enrollment coordinator, for more information and to get yourself registered. Screen-free week is coming up next week. Pleasant Ridge will be hosting a family square dance on February 10th, that's Sunday, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. in the gym. We will be accepting free will donations to help cover the cost of the caller and musicians. These are always so much fun. The dance is a kickoff event for Screen Free Week, which is hosted by the McIntosh Memorial Library, Viroqua Area Schools, Pleasant Ridge, and the Homeschool Group.
So that's just this weekend?
Just this weekend.
Okay.
Yes, good time. And then Tuesday, February 12th, also part of Screen Free Week, there is an outdoor family fun at the Park Bowl from 4 to 5. And then Wednesday, February 13th, come on over to the McIntosh Memorial Library where you can build cat castles. You heard that right. I have no idea what that means. I am going because I need to know what that means. And then learn to make Valentine origami, all at the McIntosh Memorial Library on Wednesday, February 13th. What is a cat castle, David?
I'm afraid the image I have in my mind is not what it is, because it couldn't be.
When I think of a cat castle, I think of, you know,
I've got
climbing,
an idea now. I think that must be what it is.
A climbing device like for cats?
Yes, a recreational, a gym, a playground for your cat.
But all in one afternoon?
And at the library? The ones I picture are large and wooden and covered in carpet and...
And, you know, require the use of...
Power tools,
right.
Yeah.
But listen, I know you are as intrigued as we are. So we'll see you at the library on February 13th.
You'll have to report back next week on what you find.
Sounds good. Okay. Then we have the annual book sale coming up at Pleasant Ridge, and that will begin Monday, February 11th. Proceeds from this sale are used to purchase new books for the school library. So, if you have books to donate to the sale, please bring them to the front office. And thank you to all who have donated and supported the sale in the past and your continued support for this sweet cause. Special thanks to Chris Leinberger, the Library Volunteer Coordinator, and Nan Marshall for leading this effort. I always love culling through my own books and seeing what I'm ready to let go of, and I always find great things to read at the sale. Oh, and for those who don't know, the book sale is just located right outside the office. There will be tables set up where you can peruse and choose some new books to bring home.
I like that word.
Peruse?
Peruse.
It is a nice word.
You think they say it in Peru?
That is really bad.
Does it have a different meaning there?
I'm sure it does. We'll have to ask Kate Bergen, our Spanish teacher. Okay, so check it out. Let's see. Okay, another way to support the school is to get your fair trade roses at Growing for Good. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. It's next Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah. So say, I love you and I care about sustainable, ethical trade that puts people and the planet first, and support your school's enterprise. Red, white, and pink roses are available, $5 a stem. $27.50 for a half dozen, and $55 per dozen. You can see the website for more information, growingforgood.org. You may phone them or stop in at 520 Terhune to order your roses. Don't delay, because last year we sold out.
I remember that. I showed up too late.
See, now's your year to do something about Valentine's Day. You said that you don't celebrate it.
I tried.
Yes, well, there's...
That's why. It's just a traumatic thing.
Well, you can try again.
Thank you.
Just a little earlier this time. Okay. Eighth grade Eurythmy performance is Friday, February 15th at 6:30 in the school gym. Don't miss this culmination of their Eurythmy curriculum, the Brothers Grimm Eisenhans, or Iron Hands, a German fairy tale about a wild iron-skinned man and a prince. So winter break is coming up on February 18th through the 22nd. For those of you who are looking for something for your kids to do during that time, consider Enrichment Days. We are hosting them on February 18th, 19th, and 20th. Join Miss Sequoia for a fun day of seasonal crafting, outside play, and games. Registration forms are available outside the office door. Rates are $30 for the day, which runs from 8:30 to 2:30. Let us know if you have any questions. Stop by the office. Please register by Friday, February 15th. During winter break, subject teacher-parent conferences are happening Monday, February 18th. Sign-up sheet is located on the bulletin board across from the office. Please sign up by Monday, the 11th. If you are interested in meeting with the subject teacher individually, contact that teacher directly to arrange a conference time. Hot Lunch volunteers are needed for February. There are still some spots to fill. You can sign up via the Google sign-up sheet. You can contact the office if you need that link shared with you, or you can find it in the most current version of the Lunchbox Express. I love volunteering for Hot Lunch.
I've only done it once. It's been a long time, but I had a blast.
Yes, the kids are so grateful. It really is a fun volunteer and a short commitment. So consider that, please. Next year, our Therese Lorden, our illustrious Hot Lunch volunteer coordinator, will be graduating with her son. And so this is their last year at Pleasant Ridge because Rowan's in the eighth grade. So Therese is looking for someone to shadow her and then picking up where she leaves off to be the new volunteer coordinator for the Hot Lunch program. If you're interested, here are some things to know. The ideal coordinator has a flexible should have a flexible schedule. You should probably have at least a few more years at the school and be able to occasionally fill in to prep and serve lunch. Be comfortable creating and maintaining the volunteer calendar in Google Sheets, and have a cell phone to text reminders to volunteers. If you'd like more info, contact Therese Lorden at 606-6330 or tlorden at mwt.net. That's T-L-A-U-R-D-A-N at mwt.net. Thanks so much to Therese for keeping the lunch program running so smoothly.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about that free discipline and guidance workshop.
Oh, yeah.
I listened in. Folks, if you haven't, I really encourage you to check it out. You may do so from our link on our website. And it is with Kim John Payne. And what I took from this yesterday when I listened was really how important it is to reconceptualize our children's disobedience, if you will. And he says, there's really no such thing. To which I said, really? But then the more he explained that really it really is about children feeling disoriented. And it's our job to remain the captain of the ship, if you will, and help reorient them and not take it personally, which I've been known to do. It gets us in trouble. Nobody feels good when that happens. So I'm so excited to learn more.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Session one came out on Tuesday. Session two is actually out today. They're pre-recorded. You can listen to them whenever it works for you. The sessions do run 45, 50 minutes, so it's a little bit, but again, you can stop and come back and pick up where you left off. And then another interesting thing to point out is on Monday, the 11th, Kim will also be announcing a new training on the same subject, the Discipline and Guidance Home Practice Guide is called. It's basically a deep dive, his entire library. It's just this incredible resource. So anyway, a thing I wanted to mention for the school was Kim has started a new Simplicity Parenting Institute. It's sort of the host of all of his trainings, and he's agreed to become one of Pleasant Ridge's script partners. So what that means is if any of our parents or friends of parents, whoever, decides to enroll in this course that opens up next Monday, a portion of that goes to the school as fundraising. So it's an extra benefit for everybody. So for now, just as Robin said, just go to the website, Pleasant Ridge website, scroll down a little bit, you'll see a link to register if you haven't already. There's plenty of time. And then when the training comes out next Tuesday, if it seems like a good fit for you and you know some other people, just point them to it and just know that in addition to the great value you're getting for yourself and your family, it's also helping out the school.
Sure. And again, I can't recommend this highly enough. This is really such a gift to parents and families. And then the other thing that I wanted to say is that Marinella Pro, our kindergarten teacher, is a Simplicity Parent Pro. And she has received a certification to be a trainer, and we would really love to have some community conversations about this. So it would be so nice to have some other families who are doing this workshop and this training together, because it's always so much easier to do things when you have the support of a community around you.
For sure. And for people who had decided to register for the full training, you'd have those resources available. Mm-hmm. Just indefinite. It's a lifetime access program.
Sure. And then, you know, again, I can't recommend it highly enough. I really want to be able to model for my children how to be when things get rough, when things get weird.
Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to he's got a dedicated module in there just for tweens and teens development. And we're right on the cusp of that. And sure. I'm feeling the need for that and looking forward to having it for that. And by the way, that material there is not in the book. All this material is based on his book, The Soul of Discipline. And one of the questions I asked in one of the videos was, why not just read the book? And this is one big reason, is that there's a whole bunch of stuff, especially for those later years, that's not even in there. So I'm looking forward to it.
Sure. Thanks, David. And wait, Kim is working on a new book, though.
He's got a new book coming out in May.
Okay.
Which I'm also looking forward to. Do you know the title?
Yeah, tell me the title of this again.
How to Be at Your Best When Your Kids Are at Their Worst.
Yes, please.
Oh, boy. It's emotional self-regulation for parents.
Sure.
Yeah.
What else is there?
There's a long pause. We're like, oh, that's just so me. I just need that so bad.
Yes.
Well, I don't, but everybody else, I'm sure.
Oh, Listen, there's no shame in saying that I need it.
Okay, I do too.
Okay, thanks, David. Thanks for being honest. Okay, folks, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you next week, everybody.